Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, there's a little bit of chaos in the studio right now. We've got a live band in with us now. They're called Mr. White, Nick, Max, and Will, who are 15 and 13 years old, about to play live for us for the first time on live radio. So welcome, guys, and whenever you're ready, feel free to take it away. Live on the air, it's Mr. White on KX93.5. That's Mr. White live on KX93.5. Just a bunch of kids making awesome music. You guys are so good. It's amazing. Let's hear one more from you. We'll come back and chat and learn more about your budding rock group. So please take it away with your second song. That was Violet. This one's called You're Dumb.
Yes, I feel the same. A man, I'll take the pain. I wonder who's to blame. Cause I don't think you wanted me. I can see it in your face. How long does it take? Cause something's bound to break. My love for this is
punishment, and it's something I can't take. No matter what you say, I've done. No matter what you say, I've did. My love for you was not enough. I guess that we were dumb like kids. And I don't wanna say that I'm in love with you. Oh, my mind is all upon you. No, so this is the moment of truth. My final goodbye is for you. You're dumb, de dum de dum dum de dum de dum dum. Dum de dum de dum dum de dum de dum dum. The song was not forever. We've been through better weather. Could've worked out, but time just wouldn't let us. Would've thought you'd never try to make it better. Should've seen it in your eyes when you'd upset us. So now you got a new man with new plans, a new place to do things. Who thought that you'd change? Cause I didn't. When you used to move on, I thought that you were kidding. So how long does it take? Something's bound to break. My love for this punishment, and it's something I can't take. No matter what you say, I've done. No matter what you say, I've did. My love for you is not enough. Guess that we were dumb like it. And I don't wanna say that I'm in love with you. Oh, my mind is all up on you. No, this is the moment of truth. My final goodbye is for you. Dumb, 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 dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb.
Guys, way to go.
Thank you.
Awesome. It's Mr. White live in studio. We'll come back and learn more about this local band in just a few minutes on KX93.5. All right, we're back in studio now with a new band we're just finding out about called Mr. White. They just performed live in studio two songs that sounded awesome. Well done, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
yeah,
you. Thank
that
you
was awesome.
Thank
you. So I know I hate to call you kids because that's probably offensive, but you are. Are yeah. you offended by the word kids?
No, not
no,
at all.
No, no, you're not? Okay,
no,
all right.
No, definitely.
13, 13, and 15 you yep. guys are. And that's Nick, Max, and Will who are in the band. And you guys are brothers, right? Nick.
Oh,
and-
yeah, yeah. Will's
yeah.
brother.
Yeah. How do you feel about your older brother being the lead singer?
Oh, I think it's really cool.
You okay with it?
Yeah.
Not any like sibling rivalry or any family yeah. fights about it or anything like that?
No.
All right, I'm just checking, man. So it's very cool. Tell me how this came together. You guys obviously are siblings, so you probably came up kind of playing music together, but, how'd you make a band out of this whole thing?
So like, came to see me perform Max
yeah,
did, and then, so like after that, like, we met up for like a rehearsal and then like there was originally, two other people in there in the band. And then they, like the night before the show or like the day before, like they didn't like,
yeah, they didn't want to rehearse.
Yeah. They didn't like come to the rehearsal. Like. So they didn't do it. So then after that, this was just like the lineup.
Yeah, so
like,
they just wanted all the fame and the glory.
Yeah,
without the practice.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah. We need a rehearsal. And
I'm like,
it was
oh.
like I don't know what happened, but like.
Yeah, so I showed up.
Yeah, now they're gone.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Well, these guys are better because they want to rehearse.
Yeah, we rehearsed with Will like just in case like the night before like, yeah, something like that. But
oh, so Will wasn't even going to be in the band.
No, he wasn't.
All right, look, you got just because other people weren't willing to put in the work. That's a life
well.
Lesson right
Things
there, I think.
Way,
yeah, it worked out for
yep.
you, man. Well, you guys sound so tight. I mean, you do obviously practice a ton
yeah.
Because you've
yeah.
got a really solid pro sound for teenagers, you know? It's
Thank
it's
you.
Really, I'm
Thank
sure you
Thank
hear
you.
That all the time, right? You must.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're good. You're really, really good. It's
thank
amazing.
You. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I had a guy out there host our local show, Zach Churchill, on Wednesday nights. And he said, you know, I played these guys a couple weeks ago. I had no idea they were the age that they were because you sound mature beyond your years. So talk about kind of your influences, your singing influence. Where do you get the sound that you come up with?
I really love, singers. I really love Robert Plant, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain. Who else? I love, I don't know, just bands that I like. I love Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, you know, Metallica, Nirvana.
I know nobody can see you, but obviously you're growing the hair to look like a lot of those guys.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I like growing the hair.
Being a rock star is like, most of it is the hair, man.
Right, sure. 80%, I'd say, is the hair for sure. How long has it been since you've had a haircut, the two of you?
Oh, I haven't had a haircut, and I don't think I've ever had a haircut. I've had, like, trims, but, like, never, like, a
really?
Haircut.
You're just kind of letting it go.
Yeah, my mom tries to get me to cut it. I try to hold off until she forces me.
Well, you're a rock star now, so, I mean, you gotta keep it going. So where can people find your music? You've got an EP out, right?
Almost. It's almost done.
Yeah, almost it's done. Almost done. I have a solo EP with some other music, like Your Dumb is on there, but we were just recording in the studio, couple nights ago, and we were we're gonna put out some songs. Got some good live versions, like cool. A cover of Johnny Be Good on there.
So it's out yet.
Not out yet. All right.
But it's amazing because we recorded almost the entire thing in one night in like six hours.
Really?
So, yeah, we're
almost done. We have a couple leads to do and some vocals to do over.
Yeah, it was from like 7 o'clock to like 1:30. Yeah. So
that's way past your guys' bedtime. Yeah.
Oh. No bedtime.
Oh, rockstars don't have bedtime.
Rockstars don't have bedtime. Look, it's going to their heads already, parents. Look at this. Dad. Where do you want people to go when the EP is out? Where can they download it?
You can get my solo stuff on SoundCloud, and then we'll probably just throw our stuff like everywhere
iTunes.
Where my stuff is.
Yeah,
iTunes. iTunes. Noisetrade.com, you can get my EP.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Well, people can also hear it on our station. We're going to keep spinning you guys. I think you're so good. And then talk a little bit about the meaning of the songs before we go. So what are you writing about at 13 and 15 years old? Is Violet a real person?
No, Violet is about like any like struggle you have. Like when you say like, it's like, it could be like, I don't know, like anything you're just like dealing with, like anger or whatever, something that just takes over you or like just something like. Like when it says, oh, Violet, you come to me at the best time of the day. It's like, or like at any time that I don't want. It's like, it's just like something you can't like get away from, like an addiction or something like that.
What about You're Dumb?
You're Dumb. Well, let's see.
You're Dumb is about a dumb girl that left.
A dumb girl.
Pretty self-explanatory. What is she listening by any chance?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Cool. I don't know. Hopefully not.
All right. Hopefully not for sure. All right. Cool. Well, you guys are awesome. Again, the band's called Mr. White, and be on the lookout for some new music from these guys. And anytime, please keep us in the loop about what's going on with you, okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you soon.
You're welcome. All right.